Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. Selling men's clothing is a specialized niche, as I myself well know. Here now to give us his take on it is Steve Rakin. He's known on YouTube as Rakin Profit and on eBay as Steve RA88. One word, Steve Era. You could say Steve Era 88. Steve, what got you started selling on eBay?
Sure. Well, first and foremost, just want to thank you for having me on. I feel very grateful. What first got me started was pretty much watching YouTube videos, and I stumbled upon quite a few people who were selling a variety of items, and to make a long story short, ended up getting started really with clothing as my niche, and I haven't looked back since.
So what types of clothing items do you sell?
All right, yeah, so I primarily specialize in men's clothing, and that could be all different types of items, button front shirts, polo shirts, blazers, sports coats, suits, jackets, ties, shoes, I mean, all different types of stuff.
Where do you find them?
99% of the time, it is at thrift stores. So that's the Salvation Army's over here. I'm in Connecticut. Savers, Goodwills, those are pretty much my honey holes.
So, honey holes, why do you focus so heavily on selling clothing? Is there a special connection that you have to apparel?
Yeah, absolutely. So when I was first getting started just messing around with different items, I was having a hard time finding an abundance of quality items. And I said to myself, I got to find something that I could find a lot, something that can make me good money. And clothing was that. It's really easy to find. I mean, if you go into any thrift store in America, what's the number one thing you're going to see? It's probably actually two things, books and clothing. And it's cheap. It's easy to ship. It's all over the place. The profit margins are high. And the last time I checked, people, they have to wear clothing, so it's something that is in demand.
Yes, it is.
Thank heavens for that, I'd say. So,
what are some of your favorite types of clothing items to sell?
As I kind of progress on this adventure with selling clothes, I'm starting to try to push my bottom line up, or in other words, my sales number. So I'm trying to, you know, sell things for more money. So as time goes on, I'm focusing on the bigger items. The jackets, coats, pea coats, blazers, sports coats, and suits, those bring in a lot of money. They can take a little longer to sell than your average polo shirt or whatnot because, like I said, the price point's higher, but I'm really focusing on those nowadays.
Now, what advice would you have for new folks looking to get started selling on eBay and they may be interested in apparel lines?
First thing I'd say is educate yourself. I mean, there is so much information out there with the internet. There's YouTube, there's blogs, there's radio stations just like this, podcasts, books, Facebook groups all over the place. So get educated first, kind of figure out what you want to do, you know, get some knowledge in your head. And then once you do, start taking action, hit the road running, you know, get into a thrift shop, go on the half-off days, the yard sales, acquire the cheap inventory, and just start messing around, make some mistakes. Don't be scared to, you know, take some bad pictures or make a bad listing or, you know, ship something out wrong. It happens to everybody. You're going to have to learn and just get started and, you know, chunk things down as you move along, you know. Focus on pictures at first, get really good at that, then work on your keyword research, then maybe look at a listing template. Just take things slow, but get started. That's really the key, and just never quit.
Griff, his pictures are nice.
Yes,
all the clothing looks nice in it. You know, he does a good job.
Well, that makes a big difference.
He pairs a suit with a tie and a white shirt.
Oh, yes.
You know, I mean, he's done a good job here.
Very good job. How brand conscious are you when you're shopping? Does that make a difference?
Absolutely. Brand is very important, but at the same time, it's like you don't want to judge a book by its cover. You don't want to say to yourself, you know, someone told me Stafford wasn't a good brand, never buy it. It's not true. Brand is important, but I tell people all the time on my YouTube channel, I have over 400 videos helping and teaching people, I say, you got to look past the brand. There's so many things to look past, like the size, the color, the design, the season, the material, your experience with the item. So as brand is important, you know, there are those household brand names that do well all the time. You always want to look past the brand, and that's really what's going to separate yourself from the competition when selling clothes. If you could see past the brand, you're going to do a lot better than the average person.
Makes sense. I'm looking at your clothing and wishing I wasn't as big as I am.
He's got a lot of nice stuff.
Yes. Very nice stuff. So give us some tips for selling eBay items at a higher price than your competition, because I know that's part of the key to success, but that's not always easy to do.
Yeah, you're right. And, you know, if you guys know about clothing, you've been selling clothing, you know that there's a lot of competition out there. So you really want to do whatever you can to separate yourself from the competition. One of the ways we can do that is by taking really good pictures. So you can invest in a really nice lighting setup, you know, a nice white or a black background, something that looks different. Pictures are important. It's the first thing that people are going to see. Another thing you can do is to make sure that in your listing you include a lot of information, and especially with clothing, you know, people, when they're shopping in the store, you know, they can put it on, they can feel it, they can touch it, they can mess around with the fit. Yeah. When you're shopping online, you can't do that. So you want to make sure all the measurements are there, the brand, anything that's going to, you know, you want to put everything in there for a buyer to make a decision right then and there. And a lot of people, they don't put the necessary information in, and I feel it really hurts their sales. So go above and beyond. Give them everything they need in that listing. Put really good keywords in there. You know, do free shipping. Have a reasonable return policy. And I think that's really going to help a lot to be able to, you know, sell your items for a higher price than the competition.
How long does it take you to list an item?
All right, so I actually have a employee, somebody working for me, so they take all the pictures and do all the listing, and they fill out a template, and I pretty much just input it in. But if I was just to say that, you know, if I was going to do the whole process from, you know, taking the pictures to measuring it and all that good stuff, it probably would take about, I'd say about 10 to 12 minutes for each one if I was to do it all.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
I hope to get that good.
Yeah. I guess you get into a rhythm over time.
Sure.
Makes it easy.
And he's got this nice mannequin.
Yes, very nice mannequin. I was at Astoria.
Oh, I saw your email. I mean, your Facebook thing about if you live up in San Jose. Big
there
things
was
happening.
The store at the mall that was Coldwater Creek is going out of business, and they were selling all. They only sell women's clothing, so they only had women mannequins, so I didn't buy one. But they were really great forms on stands for $37. So I hope somebody went and got some.
That's a pretty good deal right there.
It was a good deal.
I bought my mannequin for about $75 or $80, and I think that's one of the best deals for like the dress form mannequin. So
yes.
Yeah, we're getting ready to buy one, male and female one, so
keep them in separate rooms.
God, we don't want them to beget.
Leave the door open.
Yeah.
So, you know, when we introduced you, we said eBay has changed your life. What were you doing before you sold on eBay?
All right. So, I mean, I'm still a pretty young guy. I mean, I'm 27 years old. So I was working in the restaurant industry, kind of bouncing from job to job. Nothing too serious, and, you know, I hated it. I've always been that kind of guy who's been self-sufficient. I've always wanted to open my own business and do my own thing. And, you know, to put it in, pretty much I was miserable. That's what I was. I was miserable working at these jobs. I wasn't making a lot of money, and I really hated it. And now being able to work full-time, I have my own office. I've got someone helping me out. You know, I've got my freedom back. I feel good. I feel happy. I'm doing my own thing. I'm building my own business. It's also allowed me to have more time to spend with my friends, my family, to give back. I mean, I've been giving back to the YouTube community for almost 2 years now, almost 400 videos. And, you know, it just, if I was working at a restaurant, I could never give back and help like I can now because, you know, I'm working on their clock. So, I mean, and also, I mean, I'm making a lot more money, too. Isn't that something that we all want when we start an eBay business? So I'm making a lot more money. I'm happier. I have more time. And it's just, it really has been a blessing.
I've noticed that you don't give free shipping.
I give free shipping on a lot of my stuff.
Oh, do you? Because I'm looking at some stuff that doesn't. What makes the decision whether you do free shipping or not?
Well, I know that when you offer free shipping, at least I'm pretty sure that the eBay algorithm is definitely going to favor the people with the free shipping. At least that's my mindset behind it. Also, you know, people, if they were to compare two sellers and one's charging shipping, the other one's free shipping, it just looks good. I feel like it gives you that upper hand and the advantage. Yeah. So, you know, I feel like it helps rank your listings higher and also gives you a better, more professional look to your potential customer.
And Griff, he doesn't give returns for international.
Yeah.
Why would you choose to not do that?
Well, the main reason is just because I feel like it's shipping is really, really expensive out there as well. And I have had some problems internationally with people kind of messing around a little bit. But, I mean, that is something I might look into changing in the future. Just so far, it's worked. It's actually worked for me fine. I haven't really had any issues, so.
Okay. Yeah, I would offer to take returns, but that's just me. You mentioned about, did you tell us how we can get to your YouTube channel?
Yeah, sure. So if you go to youtube.com and you go to the search bar, all you've got to type in is Raiken Profit.
Raiken Profit.
R-A-I-K-E-N. That's my last name, if anyone's wondering. Profit isn't anything to do with my name, but Raiken Profit.
Raiken it in. I get it.
Yeah, oh, you're Raiken. You're a cute guy.
Lee.
Well, thank you.
Lee.
Hey, saying you're a cute guy is not the same as saying you have nice whatevers.
Lee, you're robbing the cradle.
Please.
He's a kid.
Yeah.
Leave him alone.
Okay. But he's a
you're making me blush. Come
cute
on now.
Fellow.
That's part of the fun of the show is making getting the guest to
feel uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable? That's not true. Did you hear me say he's a cute guy?
No.
Hey, he's a cute guy.
Yeah.
Now you can feel uncomfortable.
But when a grandmother says it,
then I run for the hills.
You know what I mean?
Because what I'm about to see is
you're a
unseemly.
Cute little boy. You know, it's not like sex.
Well, cute or not, you're definitely on the right track. I love your stuff and continued
great
success
pictures.
To you. Thanks so much, Steve. This segment was sponsored by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Up next, we're back with the open phone thing. 888-RADIO-30. Call us here on eBay Radio.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at milodesign.com. That's milodesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
This moment of relaxation is brought to you by Endesha, the stress-free way to ship your eBay orders. Endesha directly integrates with the eBay marketplace, letting you import orders, print shipping labels, and automatically post backtracking information to eBay. So relax, eBay shippers, because you have Endesha. And that means no more acid indigestion. For a free 30-day trial, visit endesha.com/eBayRadio. That's endicia.com/eBayRadio.
Where is the Seller Information Center? I can't find the fee calculator.
Isn't there a downloadable PDF about that?
The eBay website is full of useful information if you know where to find it. You need eBay Radio's Seller Bookmarks. It's a list of essential links on eBay.com. Go to eBayRadio.com and click Archives on Demand. You'll find Seller Bookmarks under the Seller Resources tab. eBay Radio Seller Bookmarks. eBay links you didn't even know existed.
I'm a buyer and a seller on eBay. When I receive items that have been packed carefully, it says a lot about the person who sent it. And when I send items to my customers, I take the time to wrap them carefully. And I know just where to go for all of my shipping supplies. There's truly only one place. Bubble Fast. They're family owned and operated. And they care about getting your supplies to you promptly. And if you're not sure about what you need, give them a call. And if by chance they don't have what you need, they'll do their very best to help you find it. Bubble Fast are top rated sellers and have been providing shipping supplies to the eBay community since 1999. Bubble Fast has bubble mailers and bubble cushioning, foam rolls, packing peanuts, boxes, tape, and one of my favorite products is the famous box sizer tool that easily cuts boxes to the exact size I need. Most of their customers are eBay sellers, and they're successful because they listen to their customers. Call Bubble Fast now, toll free, 877-599-SHIP. That's 877-599-SHIP. Bubble Fast for all of your shipping supplies.